What is your name?
Hazel Percival.
When did you join the Denver unit of the WSL?
Well, roughly about 1970, along in there. I'm not sure.
What branch of the service did you serve?
Army Nurse Corps.
Oh, why did you join the Army Nurse Corps?
Well, at that time it was a thing to do, and they were talking about drafting nurses.
What, around what date did you join?
1963.
Before you came in the Army Nurse Corps, what did you do?
I worked at St. Luke's Hospital, just general duty.
What did you do in the service?
Well, I did a little bit of everything, from teaching to training and caring for patients.
How long were you in the Army Nurse Corps?
23 years.
What were your overseas assignments?
Well, my first one was to Europe. I went over there in 1943 and was there for 2 years, came home 45, signed to Fitzsimmons. And I thought they lost me. I stayed here for 7 years. And pretty soon I got orders. And where did I go? Panama. What a delightful place once you get used to the heat and the bugs and the animals. Panama, back to Colorado again. And stayed in Colorado till I went to Alabama. Then I went to Korea. Spent a delightful tour in Korea. I do say delightful because the war was over and it was pleasant over there once you got used to the smell. And from Korea back to Texas. And from Texas to Alabama, from Alabama back to Fitzsimmons, and then I was retired here.
Tell me about the kind of housing you had when you were in the service.
Well, that housing varied from tent to semi-permanent type buildings, Quonset huts, old apartment buildings that had been taken over. And but overall, I don't think we were lacking in adequate housing. It wasn't really what we'd been accustomed to, the way we grew up. Warm, but comfortable, and lacked many of the niceties of life. Okay?
How did you feel about the medical care that you got while you were in the service?
Well, I was disgustingly healthy. I didn't have any medical care other than annual physicals.
Okay.
That sounds like me. Can you tell me about a couple of your memorable experiences, if funny, sad, or whatever?
Oh, offhand, I just can't think of anything in particular that would be interesting, because we've all had so many funny experiences. I guess going overboard ship was the most exciting because the war was on in Europe then. And we went in convoy out of New York. 2 days later, picked up more convoy out of Boston, and then went clear up to Iceland. And then Iceland made the big bend across the top of the world down into Scotland. And we debarked in Scotland. Greenock, Gourock, whatever the towns were there on the west side of the island there.
What date was this?
Oh, let's see, that had to be 1943. Toward the end of 43, I came in the summer, it was in December.
What was your first assignment over there during the war?
Well, I went over to the station hospital, and my first assignment was the housekeeper for the nurses.
Where was that hospital located?
Our hospital is between Barnstaple and Biddeford in southwest England.
Yeah, in those days they did have a nurse was a housekeeper, right?
Yes, we did. And the only reason I got the job was the fact that I had such a cold they wouldn't let me go on the wards to work. And I thought I was never going to get rid of this housekeeping job, which I did finally, and got to be a nurse.
When you first went in the service, what was the greatest adjustment you ever had to make? The greatest adjustment.
Getting used to so many people around you. I had grown up in a small town and no brothers and sisters, so I was pretty much a loner. And then to be thrust in with a whole mob, literally, that was my big adjustment, but oh, it was wonderful.
When you went in the Army Nurse Corps, did you plan to make it a career?
I sort of did, yes.
When did you finally decide that you were going to stay in?
On the aboard ship coming back from Europe in 1945, I decided this is as good a place as any for me. And I ended up here at Fitzsimmons and went regular Army.
Oh, after you retired, what did you do?
Absolutely nothing.
You really retired?
That's what retirement is, isn't it?
What does being a member of WOSL mean to you?
Well, I think it's with some of the finest group of people that I have known in my life. And we're not all nurses, but we have all served our country in some way, shape, or form in years past. Socially, I think it's a fine organization, and they do wonderful work, too.
Okay, thank you very much.